Good morning. This is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today's podcast is entitled Gospel in a Minute. Act in a way that requires an explanation. Peter's Pentecost proclamation of the gospel began with an explanation of what onlookers were interpreting as drunken behavior. They acted in a way that required an explanation. Acts 2:15 from the New American Standard Bible reads, "For these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day." The disciples were full of the Holy Spirit for the very first time. They were intoxicated with the joy that accompanies God's presence. Psalm 16:11. They were speaking aloud exuberantly in unknown languages or tongues, which is one of the evidences of the baptism in the Spirit. Acts 10:44-46. In this case, speaking in tongues served as a sign to those present who did not yet believe in Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14:22. Principle: act in a way that requires an explanation. Christians are often very careful not to offend people. Our culture has trained us to keep quiet. Our religious traditions, in many cases, have taught restraint to the point of making us less than human. The gospel is the best news ever told or experienced. We should be excited about it. If we share it as information that does not impact us emotionally, what kind of hidden message does that send? If we're afraid to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest His gifts through us, we shut off the river of God's power and presence, and may miss a grand opportunity to explain ourselves by sharing the gospel. Christians should act in a way that requires an explanation, not foolishly, but authentically and boldly.